Welcome to McCarthy Unplugged with Packers Hall of Famer Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mike McCarthy Unplugged. And Mike, last night, Minnesota loses. They're 8-5. You're 8-4. Do you pay a lot of attention? Like we all pay attention to that kind of jazz. Are you paying attention to all that stuff?
I don't have to pay attention. I got you guys. So I mean, we're obviously aware what's going on, you know, not only in our division, but with the whole NFC in the league. So, but at the end of the day, you know, all your time and energy, you really do got to keep it focused on the next opponent. And really, nothing matters. The only thing that matters is beating Dallas. And that's where we're focused on. But, yes, I didn't see the game last night. I heard it was a good game. And, you know, and I heard how it came down to the wire there. So, but you got to take care of your own. And I've told the team this for years. You have to get to 10 wins. And then once you get to 10 wins, then look around and see what everybody else is doing. But until then, you need to keep your head down and keep working.
Mike, I asked you a question when we were taping your television show Monday. And it may have come off as a stupid question, so I want to explain it. I asked you, does your team realize 8-4 is a good record? I mean, you know, because of expectations and so forth, like, you know, there was that, you know, period where, you know, hey, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. But at the end of the day, 8-4 is a good record. And, you know, however you got there, 8-4, a lot of people like to be 8-4. And everything you guys want, every hope, dream, and aspiration is still out there to be had. Does that make sense?
No doubt. That's really the way we go about it in our evaluation process. We talk in terms of everything that we want to accomplish is right in front of us. Obviously, we spend the time learning about yesterday, planning to today, but keep looking forward. And that's what you have to do in this league because it's such a grind, especially once you hit November. You know, that's where it really heats up. And now in December, football is when it's, you know, everything's on the line. So we do a really good job of staying in tune with that. We understand 8-4. People may not, you know, what's the difference between a good looking 8-4 and an ugly 8-4? Because at the end of the day, you need some ugliness to build the adversity and your team needs to galvanize through those times. And those are the times where we always talk about as the trials of a season and how, you know, it sharpens that edge to get through the tougher moments. Because the toughest, we've had a lot of tough games, but the toughest games that we're getting ready to play are the ones in front of us, starting with Dallas.
Mike, the play, phenomenal. I mean, I'm talking about the Lions game and how it ended and so forth. Just an unreal play. Did you detect any, you know, everybody looks, okay, now a springboard moving forward. Did you detect any extra pep in the step this week? Or is that kind of more that we just assume as fans and media and stuff like that?
I think there was definitely there was pep in her step Friday after the game, but I think everybody needed to get away, and you could see, you know, the weight room work Monday and Tuesday was good, but they're back, you know, they're back in the mode. I think it's they probably had a pep in their step more on their personal time, and you know, feeling good about it, but. The energy's been good. The focus has been good, and that's really what I pay most attention to. Is just make sure that we get the quality preparation each and every week, because you know that always leads to your best opportunity for success on Sunday. And you know, and we have potentially a different type of game that we're playing. Now, we played one against Chicago, but you know we got to get ready to play potentially a bad weather game. And with that, there's a different level of focus, a much more disciplined focus. Needs to be applied to these kind of games.
You talk about bad weather, and you talk about leaving nothing to chance. I noticed at practice yesterday you're dipping those balls into a bucket of water, wet ball drill, getting ready, huh?
Wet ball drills, and, you know, Aaron doesn't throw a lot of them, but the other guys all came in there with sore arms because, you know, you throw that wet ball during the course of a practice, it's obviously different. But once again, it's all about the focus and getting ready for a potentially bad weather game.
Mike, here's one of those football theories that dawned on me watching you guys practice yesterday. Now, you had a long fundamental period, and I mean fundamental. Linemen are going one-on-one, defensive backs, receivers one-on-one, honing those skills. And your record in December, and you've been asked about it this week, your record in December is 27-12. You know, pretty pretty big stuff. And I was thinking, like, your emphasis, you don't shortchange fundamentals all season long. And, you know, with that kind of thing, you either use them or lose them when it comes to fundamentals, and you never shortchange them. And could part of that 27-12 record you have in December be in the fact that you're earning dividends from what you're doing all season long? Now, like, there's not a mystery switch you turn on, but you start earning those dividends of honing those fundamentals, and then at this point in the year when somebody may be slipping, your guys are still going forward in that area of the game. What do you think?
Well, definitely. I mean, we've always been real strong about the fundamentals, and I agree with your, you know, the theory of, you know, you use them, you sharpen them. If you don't use them, you lose them. I think that's clearly how we view it, and the commitment needs to be there because, you know, as soon as you take the pads off and as soon as you get into, you know, the pad level goes up, the footwork's not as clean, and timing's not what you want on the combination blocks, and, you know, whether it's bump and run releases, and it goes all the way through your whole football team. Punt protection, I mean, you got to keep the footwork down and keeping everything in sync and everything. So your padded work is critical, and, you know, you only get so many here at the end of the year. So I think we only have one left, and, you know, that's a whole nother, chess match of scheduling. You got to try to target and keep that right as you go through this final stretch. But yeah, I'm a huge, huge, you know, fan of the padded practice. Even if you can just get out there and do the hard fundamental work and maybe back off a little bit later in the practice to help your football team. But you have to have it. You got to do it every week.
Mike, Eddie Lacy's been in the news a lot this week, and I'm not going to ask you, the question's not about him per se. It's been well documented. Everything's out there. But the part of it I want to ask you about is when you get a situation like that, and you're facing a game, division game, critical game. I mean, this is important stuff. And you're facing that situation, but you get something like with Eddie Lacy, and you had to take some hard moves. I mean, you're going into a game and so forth. But that's what it takes to run a program, doesn't it? That's a program thing. And as hard as it is, you know, short term, but for the long term good of the whole, you got to do those things, don't you?
Definitely. You have to have a level of discipline in your program, especially what the expectations are, what they are here. It's about winning championships. So you have to, you know, really continue to keep the culture and everything in your program working at at the highest level possible. So with that, it's, you know, really everybody preparing the right way, you know, keeping their commitment to what it needs to be, and when that's violated, obviously there's consequences. So it's a part of the job you spend probably too much time dealing with. It's probably, you know, clearly probably one of the least favorite things you have to deal with, but I mean, that's the responsibility of every head coach in this league, and it definitely equates to success. I've been a big believer in that. So we have an excellent staff in place, and I'm talking from the first floor all the way up to the third floor. So whether it's our strength and conditioning, and the training staff and the coaching staff, and we have a set structure, and everybody has responsibility in that structure.
Let's move off the field a little bit. Last night, the company Christmas party, saw you there and so forth. And my question, since it's the season, is do you put up your own tree?
Well, I missed it this year. I actually enjoy it. My wife, Jessica's a real go-getter, and, she's gets a lot of things done in one day. She has a tremendous work ethic and urgency at this time of year. So actually her and the kids put it up last week, but it's a fun house at Christmas time. You almost wish you were home a little more because the kids are really into it. We got the two elves. We can't have one elf, we have to have two at our house, and they had a hell of a display today in the bathroom. So they rolled the toilet paper up over the mayor, wrote Merry Christmas on the mayor, and drew a couple things on the toilet paper. So They're a feisty bunch, the two elves at our house. So, but our girls love it, and the boys still get into it.
Let me ask you this. You're mentioning the elves and stuff like that. In a situation like you have, like where you're at and stuff like that, how do you kid, you know, you guys can do anything you want to for the kids, basically. How do you keep them normal? How do you keep them normal?
Well, I think it's just the way you spend your time together. I mean, it's, you know, we're very blessed with the good Lord's blessed us, you know, through success in this business. So, but yeah, I think if you were at our home, I think you'd still see the basic blue collar, you know, principles of parenting that Jessica was raised under and that myself was raised under. So we take a lot of pride in the parenting of our children. I mean, they're number one, number two, and number three priorities in our lives. So everything we do is about the children first, and they're you know, they're our legacy. So I hope they're normal, but I could tell you they better say good morning and good night and thank you and do all the right things, because that's what's important in life. They understand the, you know, how important manners and respect and treating others better than the way you want to be treated. So I think that keeps us normal.
Mike, how about this week's unsung hero? Who you got?
We're going to go with Doug Collins, Director of Security. I think everybody in this organization is touched by Doug's expertise and his excellent people skills. So, I mean, there's not an issue that goes on in our organization that Doug hasn't helped somebody with on all levels, you know, on every department in this organization. But just, you know, particularly the job he does for our players and our coaches, he really keeps this environment secure. He's, you know, very in tune with how we operate and the security of it and the organization of it. And you'll never find a more loyal friend, more loyal coworker. And I can't even begin to explain all the different things that he does. So he touches everybody in both their personal and professional life. And he makes a huge, huge impact on the progress that we're able to create each and every day, and Doug Collins is right in the middle of that. So with that, I have great appreciation, a lot of love for Doug Collins.
Well said, Mike, and let's finish up going back to the football, and in particular Dallas Cowboys. They've got some more than respectable defensive numbers. I think the tape backs that up, but there's something I have not been able to figure out. They've got talent at every level of that defense, and yet they've only got 8 takeaways all year. That's dead last in the league. Have you been able to figure that one out? Just one of those things?
Yeah, I just think it's the way they fly around. I mean, I think it's definitely something that doesn't fit, because, you know, the other statistic really jumps out to, you know, they're number one as far as time possession. And then on the other side of the ball, so is their offense. So, I mean, you're talking about a team that's very productive in the area of performance. So, I mean, their defense is able to get off the field. Their offense is able to keep you on the field. And that, to me, is going to be, you know, part of the challenge, but, you know, that they really bring here to Lambeau Field. So, with that, we have to get the takeaways. We got to take the football away, and we got to protect the football. I think turnover ratios, especially with the potential weather, will be a huge, huge factor in the outcome of this game.
Best of luck against the Cowboys, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Larry.